Hi, this is Paul Jendrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Jennifer Feierstein. She's from the Gerontology Network. How are you doing today, Jennifer?
I'm good, thank you.
So what exactly is the Gerontology Network, and what's its mission in our community?
Well, we're a nonprofit organization. We've been around since 1979, and we provide services for older adults to keep them active and healthy and living independently in the community.
Okay. And as the senior population grows in our society, how can we be more supportive of them?
Well, you know, the statistics are huge as far as the growth of the senior population. We know that adults 85 and older are the fastest growing segment of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really have to be creative in providing supports and services for these older adults as they age. And we know that, like with baby boomers, they started retiring in 2011. And every day for the next 19 years, 10,000 people will retire. So this huge, what they've kind of called a senior tsunami, is coming.
Okay.
And it's important to have the services in place and to be able to provide the care for people, because the fact that their needs are so different than the general population. And so we, you know, we're poised at Gerontology Network to provide the services to help older adults age well and age better.
So what are some of these services specifically that you're offering?
Well, we have health, wellness, and enrichment programs.
Mm-hmm.
Our health programs, we have a personal care program, which is kind of like a day at the spa. It provides bathing and personal care for seniors who can't provide the task themselves, or for caregivers who want to keep dignity in place and don't necessarily want to, you know, have to bathe mom or dad.
Sure.
And so we do personal care. We also have personal health safety, and that's a program to keep seniors living safe at home.
Mm-hmm.
It provides security and peace of mind. And so we have equipment on like the PERS, which is the kind of the call button. And then we have personal medication dispensers to ease the difficulty of managing prescriptions and reduces medication errors. And then we have telehealth monitoring that helps caregivers provide data in their vitals and that kind of stuff to doctor's offices, but doing it from home. So they
Okay.
don't have, they've got the convenience of being able to provide, you know, the information on their health without having to go into the doctor's office.
Okay, okay.
And then our wellness programs, we have a resource assistance program where people can call. This is a complimentary service, and people can call and ask questions about aging, where to find resources, how to tap into the system, because it's hard navigating the system and trying to find the services that best meet your needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we provide care coordination to help seniors get set up with the right programs for them. You know, we can take it to the next level of going in and doing an in-home assessment to just really match them up with the right programs and services to meet their needs.
Okay.
And then we have counseling, which is just general counseling for seniors who are dealing with depression, grief, anxiety, caregiver stress. And then we have behavioral health services, again, under this wellness category.
Mm-hmm.
And behavioral health services is for seniors who have mental illness or have substance abuse issues, and so we provide outpatient therapy and counseling for them.
Okay.
And then our enrichment programs, you know, we want to keep seniors active and engaged in the community, so it's really important to kind of, you know, feed their spirit and the livelihood of them.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we have enrichment programs. We have adult day health services,
mm-hmm.
and that's recreational therapy services safe, caring setting, where they come for the day and we do group activities, we have exercise classes, meals, enrichment classes, and we can provide recreational therapy actually on site at Gerontology Network or in a person's home.
Okay.
For the convenience for them.
Okay.
And then we have volunteer programs. So, you know, we know volunteering just keeps people engaged, and seniors have so much wisdom and knowledge to return and give back to the community. And so our volunteer programs are kid-focused, and so
mm-hmm.
the volunteers work with students in the schools to help provide mentoring and tutoring.
Okay.
And then we have a senior companion program where it matches up older adults with other older adults to provide companionship.
Okay. Okay.
So we really hit, you know, a lot of different aspects of the aging process.
Now, with the volunteer program, would there be organizations that are looking for folks that you have who are interested in volunteering then? And how would they get matched up?
Yeah, basically, if you were interested in getting, you know, getting involved as a volunteer, you can contact us at Gerontology Network.
Okay.
And we work with schools within Kent County, and then we also match up people, you know, in their own homes and in their communities as well.
Okay. And so what are some of the other things that you're doing to keep seniors independent as long as possible?
Well, one of the things that we provide is transportation for our clients. You know, it's important to make sure that they're getting the services that they need. And, you know, when older adults give up their keys or they just
That's tough stuff.
Yeah, it is tough. And it's hard on families, too, because all of a sudden, you know, family caregivers are taking on the role of getting mom or dad to appointments and trying to be, you know, keeping them active in the community and not letting them sit home and kind of be isolated.
Mm-hmm.
So we provide transportation for our clients. And so transportation is for our clients who are involved with the adult day services, and we take them on group outings.
Okay.
We provide transportation for our volunteers to get them to the schools and to get them to the sites. And then we provide transportation for our clients who have, you know, the need with the behavioral health services. If they have mental illness or substance abuse issues, you know, we provide the transportation to get them to doctor's appointments and to get them to counseling. And so that's, you know, that's a key piece to keeping seniors independent is making sure that they've got adequate transportation.
Okay. Now, I understand you also work with the caregivers. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. You know, caregiving is a difficult role, and a lot of times people are kind of pushed into this role without necessarily choosing to, but you know they embrace it. And what we see is that caregivers need support; they need help for themselves.
Sure.
You know, you've got to take care of the caregiver if they can be effective in caring for their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like the respite care services that we provide, you know, like the personal care, providing bathing. You know, caregivers don't necessarily want to have to take on that role because there's a dignity issue there, and you know we want to protect that. And then the you know, adult day health services that we provide. It gives caregivers a break. They can drop, you know, their loved one off for the day, or transportation can be provided to pick them up, and they get a break. They can go out and they can do whatever they want and just, you know, take some time away from that setting of being a caregiver.
Now, what type of advocacy do you do on behalf of the seniors?
We are very involved with Advocates for Senior Issues, and we do a lot of advocacy in Lansing to really promote that there is a need for services for older adults. You know, looking at the statistics of the baby boomers retiring, it's important to make sure that supports and services are in place and that funding is available to really care for this aging population.
And if folks want to take advantage of the services that you offer, how do they go about that?
They can contact us at our main phone number, which is 616-456-6135, or they can visit our website, which is gerontologynetwork.org.
Now, is there a cost for folks taking advantage of your services?
You know, we get funding through a variety of sources. We get funding through the Area Agency on Aging, Senior Millage, United Way. We get funding through different foundations, grants. You know, and again, as a nonprofit organization, we get funding from donations and private donors.
Sure.
As far as the services and the cost, we have kind of a cost share. So it depends on what the service is. Some of our services, there's no cost. Other services, there is a cost share involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do an assessment to look at the person's financial need, and then we kind of work with them to find out what they're able to pay, and then we, you know, work with them, meet their needs to be able to access these services.
Okay, okay. And I understand you guys are up for a pretty cool opportunity. Toyota has Toyota's 100 Cars for Good competition, and you guys are going to be competing to win a Toyota. Can you tell me more about that opportunity?
Yeah, you know, Gerontology Network, because of the transportation that we provide for our older adults, Toyota has nominated us for their annual campaign. And it's pretty neat for us because, you know, what we have is the ability to win a Toyota Sienna mobility van.
Great.
So that we can transport our clients. And the way that it works is on August 21st, it's kind of a popular vote in the community. And we only go up against four other organizations on August 21st, and none of them are in Michigan.
Okay, because I remember last year Kids Food Basket was up for that, and they won a truck.
They did, yes. Yeah, so now it's, you know, the kids won it last year, and hopefully the seniors win it this year. And so people can go to the website 100carsforgood.com.
Okay.
And they can actually go there right now, and they can search for Gerontology Network.
Okay.
And then there's a little reminder button on there that says remind me. And mm-hmm. so if you click on it, then on August 21st, you'll get a notification saying don't forget to vote.
Okay.
So people can go on there between now and August 21st. But August 21st is the one day voting day for Gerontology Network.
Okay. And what day of the week is that?
Do you know? A Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday. Okay. And then how soon would you guys get the Toyota if you're the top
they
one?
They would make the announcement the next day, and then it would be delivered within a matter of a few months.
Okay. Okay. So the voting is August 21st, but they can go to the website and they can sign up to get a reminder, and then the voting is all on that same on that day, the 21st of August.
Yeah. So their vote counts just on that one day only, and so we have to get as many votes as we can to support our efforts.
Okay. Fantastic. I wish you guys the best of luck with that.
Thank you, Paul.
This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Jennifer Feierstein. She's with the Gerontology Network. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.